So Mishnah 2, Ein Madlikin B'Shem and Shreifa B'Yom Tov, a repetition of what we said in the last Mishnah, that one can't light with Truma oil, which has become unclean on Yom Tov. The special halacha around that you can't burn it up on Yom Tov. You can burn it up at other times. If the Kohen wants to light up his home or burn his create a fire to cook on, he would be able to use Shem and Shreifa for that. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says, Ein Madlikin B'Itran, one may not light with Itran, which was a certain kind of waste matter from pitch that you got. And the reason he says is, we now covered a Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. Apparently it gave off a slight smell, right? We'll see later the rabbis disagreed, but he held that smell might cause you to leave and go out of the room and therefore go away from the Shabbos candles. The Chachamim Matirin B'chol Hashmanim, the rabbis allowed you to light the Shabbos candles with all kinds of oils, B'shemin Shumshimin, with sesame oil, B'shemin Egozim, nut oil, B'shemin Snonos, a certain kind of radish oil that they would make, B'shemin Dagim, fish oil, B'shemin Pakurs, desert gourd oil, a certain kind of oil that they got from a desert gourd, B'itran Ubenaft, and with Itran, which we said before, Rabbi Shmuel forbade, they allowed that. And with naphtha, all of those oils the rabbis permitted you to light with. Rabbi Tafon Omer, he says, Ein madlikin ela b'shemen zas bilvad. Rabbi Tafon said that you can only light with olive oil, which is obviously the best and cleanest, gives you the nicest flame, and that's why we light, even today we light Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles with olive oil. But he held you couldn't use anything else, Rabbi Tafon. He said you had to use olive oil, but the halacha is not like that. We are able to use other oils which burn brightly and clearly.